Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some snow flurries today. Cloudy with a high nearing 37. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 19. A chance for some rain showers on a Saturday. Otherwise cloudy with a high of 38. And mostly cloudy skies Saturday night with a low around 22. Warming up into Sunday, sunny with a high of 45. And mostly clear skies Sunday night with a low around 21. Sunny and 49 Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Board of Trustees of the Vermont State Colleges System announced on Wednesday that Dr. Elizabeth Mauck will assume the position of System Chancellor effective January 1st of next year. Dr. Mauck has served as president of Bethany College in Lindsborg, where she was previously the vice president of academic affairs and dean of the college. The Bethany Board of Directors is actively engaged in selecting an interim president who will be announced by December 31st. Law enforcement authorities investigating the death of a boy found in an alley in downtown Kansas City have identified him as 5-year-old Grayson O'Connor. Surveillance footage confirms he fell from an apartment building on Monday. However, the circumstances surrounding how he fell is still under investigation. When first responders located the boy, he was suffering from bodily trauma. EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or SevenClans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. Takes me at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
A Burlingame woman was arrested after methamphetamine was allegedly found in her car during a traffic stop. The Osage County Sheriff's Office said that just after 11:20 Tuesday night, law enforcement officials stopped a vehicle near South Topeka and West Santa Fe Avenue in Burlingame due to a traffic violation. During the stop, the sheriff's office said illegal drugs were allegedly found, and as a result, the driver, Judith A. Mundy, 58, of Carbondale, was arrested. Mundy was booked into the Osage County Jail on possession of methamphetamine, also possession of drug paraphernalia. Wednesday night at 10:35, a 33-year-old man from Lebo was driving north on KS-99 south of Emporia. A 62-year-old man was traveling south on KS-99. The 33-year-old hit a deer that entered the road and then veered into the southbound lanes, hitting the 62-year-old man. Several people were injured in the accident and taken to area hospitals. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Call. State officials are urging vigilance after a strain of deadly avian flu was discovered in a small backyard flock in Colfax County. The warning from the Nebraska Department of Agriculture comes amid several confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the nearby states of Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. The deadly flu forced the slaughter of nearly 58 million birds last year. That's according to the Associated Press, though the death toll has been much smaller this year. A Grand Island teenager faces three felonies for his part in a deadly car crash earlier this month. Quentin Scroggin, 19, is charged in Hall County with motor vehicle homicide DUI and two counts of DUI causing serious injury, all felonies. He's also charged with first offense DUI and reckless driving, both misdemeanors. If convicted on the motor vehicle homicide charge, Scroggin could get up to 20 years in prison. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Don't miss the most innovative ag technology that exists today on display in Lincoln at the Nebraska Ag Expo, the second largest indoor ag show in the U.S. December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Check out all the latest technology in row crop and livestock production, robotics, and more at the Expanded Innovation Hub. Mark your calendar. That's December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Register online at NebraskaAgExpo.com to get your tickets in advance and save $5. See you in Lincoln. The Nebraska Ag Expo is sponsored in part by Farm Credit Services of America and Ag Direct.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Christmas opening festivities planned this weekend, including Marysville Saturday, featuring breakfast with Santa at the Lincoln Center from 8 to 10 a.m., activities at the library, cartoons for the kids at Marshall County Abstract downtown, and a scavenger hunt at the historic courthouse, all running 10 to 2. Kester House and Pony Express Barn will be open, Carolers downtown. An Elf King and Queen contest and pet costume contest are at 1:30 at the historic courthouse. Santa's parade in Marysville is Saturday at 2, and he'll greet youngsters at his house on the Kester block until 4:30. Waterville celebrates Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday. Mrs. Claus Storytime at the library at 3:30. Kids crafts and activities downtown from 4 until 6, with Christmas wagon rides at 4, a Santa cruise at 4:30, and Santa's arrival at 5. A free will soup dinner at the community centers planned at 5:30, with drawings for hams, turkeys, and ground beef every half hour at 5:30, 6, and 6:30, Saturday evening in Waterville. A Frankfort hometown festival Saturday includes a farmer's market, 10 to 12:30, with Christmas candy. Santa is to arrive at 10:30 and will be downtown until noon. Bid on decorated themed trees on display at 119 North Kansas Avenue Saturday from 10 to 2. And a sippin' shop is planned Saturday afternoon at Frankfort Businesses from 2 until 6. Santa will stop in Washington Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. at Kerry Heitman's Photography Studio with kids' activities and treats. Lions will host a pancake feed. And the 43rd Annual Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair runs Saturday, 8:30 till 2 in the old elementary building in Washington. A holiday lighted parade in Beatrice Saturday evening is planned at 5:30. The King Singers return to Marysville Saturday evening with a 7 p.m. performance in the Marysville High School Auditorium. The a cappella ensemble will perform Wish Upon a Star. $20 advance tickets available online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office weekdays 10 to 2. Remaining tickets will be on sale at the door. On Sunday, the Marshall County Community Choir will showcase The Promise of a King along with a piano duet and the Evangelical United Church of Christ handbell ringers at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church at 1500 North Street. Sunday evening in Palmer, a soup supper is planned at the cafe at 5, with kids' activities starting at 4. Santa's arrival and a number of other events throughout the early evening Sunday in Palmer. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is sponsoring a marketing workshop Monday, December 4th at 5:30 at the Arts Center. Anyone is welcome. A pair of separate injury automobile accidents Thursday afternoon, 5 and 6 miles south of Beatrice on U.S. 77, forced traffic diversion and a detour for a time. The first, where two cars were involved, was near Oak Road shortly after noon. At least one person airlifted from the scene to a Lincoln hospital, two others transported to Beatrice with injuries. The second accident, a mile further south, a short time later, was near Osage Road. A pickup reportedly struck the back of a semi. The pickup driver was also transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. A Major League Baseball pitcher with Marysville connections, Brian Dunsing, was inducted Sunday before last to the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. He was born and spent early years here, the son of Kent and Sherry Dunsing, who moved to Omaha, the grandson of the late Melvin and Arlene Dunsing, and Lauren and Barb Roloff of Marysville.
I was very fortunate to have a lot of family come up as well. My grandparents from Southern Marysville, and then aunt and uncle from Baby. I was never really expecting to go into the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame, and to be honest, wasn't even on my radar at all. But it was a fun day. Coach Rob Childress, my pitching coach when I was in college, the one that kind of introduced me, and I think that was like maybe one of the highlights of the night for me.
Brian Dunsing pitched for UNL, then with the Minnesota Twins. He'll be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
I'm very proud of the town. We always would come back as a kid, and almost every weekend it seemed like, until I was about 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there. So I feel like I still grew up there a little bit. So I think it's important for my kids to know how it's different from them growing up here in Omaha compared to what it was like to grow up maybe in a small town.
Join the conversation Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY.
How fortunate and blessed and lucky and all this kind of stuff, all this stuff had to happen for us to have that lifestyle that he remembers as a little kid. It's just really cool. I really like to see, you know, how they can take that and, you know, kind of run with it themselves. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from or where you started, you know, just there's so much in front of you. You got to just work hard and keep at it.
The Central Branch Railroad was recently presented the We Can Award by the Kansas Sampler Foundation. Ann Walter, president of the Railroad Society, talks of the honor and other activities of that organization on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Arlene J. Eggerling, age 71 of Wymore, passed away November 28th. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel Stateline Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Eggerling. Wilma J. Leidig, age 79, formerly of Washington, passed away October 26th. Any graveside service is planned Monday, December 4th at the Washington City Cemetery with Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wilma Leidig. Patricia J. Patty Wather, age 76, of Wymore, passed away November 25th. Graveside service is planned Tuesday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery with a visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Patty Wather. J.C. Chandler, age 25, passed away November 23rd. He was formerly of Frankfort, passed away after a long brain injury sustained in an automobile accident in 2016. The service will be held in Kansas and announced at a later date. Melinda A. Hagenmeyer, age 60 of Randolph, passed away November 24th. Memorial service is planned December 8th at the Anders Feifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Melinda Hagenmeyer. Elder W. Al Losey, age 82, of Beatrice, passed away November 26th. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Fox Funeral Home in charge of Beatrice, in charge for Al Losey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken with mashed potato, green beans, a banana, and on Monday, a hamburger with baked beans, pea salad, and peaches. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some snow showers today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Some sunshine and a bit warmer into Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Even warmer by Monday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Westerly winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, then clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Very warm as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 48. Record high on this date, 75. The average low, 26, and the record low, 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:28. Sunset this evening at 5:05. 30 degrees in Marysville, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 1st of December. KNDY News Time, 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Cowboys come out on top of a slugfest. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 13 of the NFL opened in Dallas, Cowboys hosting the Seahawks. It was back and forth until the final 5 minutes of the game where Dak Prescott capped an MVP-caliber performance with a go-ahead dart to Jake Ferguson.
Belt high snap. Prescott with plenty of time. Lofts it. End zone! Jake Ferguson! Covered by Jamal Adams, but it doesn't matter. Fergie into the end zone, and Dallas takes the lead in the fourth.
The call on 105.3 The Fan. Prescott would connect with Brandon Cooks for the two-point conversion, making it 38-35. A Brandon Aubrey field goal later would seal a 41-35 win for Dallas, their 14th straight win at home. The boys improved to 9-3. Head coach Mike McCarthy says they're right where they want to be 12 games into the campaign.
We're where we need to be right now. I mean, like I said, we talked about, you know, the second trimester. So I'm really just focused on our guys catching their breath here.
NBA, the Warriors hosting the Clippers. The Splash Brothers led the way down the stretch for undermanned Golden State.
Crossover dribble. Here comes the double team. Curry goes by that, gets to the rim, and around it down.
The call on 95.7 The Game. Steph Curry had 26 points to lead all scorers. Klay Thompson added 22. Warriors win 120-114. The Lake Show visiting OKC. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and the Young Thunder, too much for L.A. to handle.
Gilgeous-Alexander up top, crossing over on James. Shuttles and spins, can't free. Arcs a fadeaway anyway from 17 feet away and rips the cord. My goodness. When you're gifted, oh man.
WWLS with the call. SGA finished with 33 points. The Thunder rout the Lakers 133-110. Elsewhere, the miserable Bulls actually won a game, edging the Bucks in overtime. The Wolves beat the Jazz, the Heat over the Pacers, and the Knicks handed the Pistons their franchise record 16th straight loss. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville girls took Hiawatha 47-43, while Diller O'Dell beat Pawnee City 63-22. Marysville boys trimmed Hiawatha 54-39, while Diller O'Dell edged Pawnee City 46-43. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Sabetha live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Raleigh County. Hanover entertains Thayer Central. Frankfort's at Pawnee City. Axtell home to Donova West. Centralia hosting Nemaha Central. Diller O'Dell at HTRS, and Southern tips off at Palmyra.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple: to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. They'll reach that goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Proudly serving Kansas with locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover, Sapp Brothers thanks all their current customers. If you're not a customer, call the winning team at Sapp Brothers locations in Hanover or Blue Rapids today for all your propane and fuel needs.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier's time again for another Larry Steckline report.
Well, this time around, November 1 cattle on feed report, rather interesting for me. Not necessarily so to the cattlemen or to the boys on the mercantile exchange, although it did shake them up for a day or two on the Merc. Total cattle on feed November 1 compared to a year ago, up 2%. Placed in October, up 4%. The average trade guess, up 7%. You'd think that would shake somebody. Probably did for a while. And marketing's down 3%. The trade was guessing it to be down 2%. So we've got one figure that really stands out to me. And that's the placement figure. Why was it down considerably more than what the trade was guessing? Well, I would say if the trade was guessing that we had a big sell-off of cattle during the drought, that there'd be less cattle around, wouldn't there? Makes sense to me. But in any event, it shook a few of them up. Mercantile Exchange took a little bit of a hit. But in any event, we got ourselves back on in the saddle, so to speak, because I think our prices will be pretty much like they have been the past 2, 3, 4 months. And we'll be hanging in there pretty good, no doubt about that. I still feel that there's going to be a time here when we're going to see less cattle than we have expected or these reports show. And I don't know, that feeling could be rheumatism. I'm a little bit worried about that. But if it is rheumatism, I got to tell you, somebody was wrong a few months ago when the drought was full swing, because everybody said we were going downhill in numbers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Teaching students about agriculture is something that the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom is supportive of and provides resources to help do so. Director of Marketing and Communications for Kansas Ag in the Classroom, Brianna Jacobus, explains a few of the materials they have available for people to use when talking with youth about the industry.
Kansas Foundation for Ag in the Classroom is a statewide self-funded nonprofit that provides educational resources, trainings, and support for educators, schools, volunteers, really anyone that wants to spark those meaningful connections between classrooms and Kansas agriculture. We have tons of free resources on our website and tons of services ranging from lesson plans that are connected to state standards and national ag literacy outcomes to supporting resources, posters, worksheets, trainings, virtual tours, and so much more on our website.
Virtual AgriLand is one resource that is available on their website. Jacobus says why it started and other materials that can be used to complement it.
This was a project that came about after the state fair was canceled in 2020. We have a very large booth with a variety of partners across the state at the Kansas State Fair. And we decided that we could just expand that learning year-round through something we call Virtual AgriLand. So on our website, you can find Virtual AgriLand split up into 4 different grade groups. And once you enter a grade group, you can find resources on all sorts of different Kansas commodities and different Kansas animals, livestock that are raised here. Within each different commodity, you can find resources from a virtual tour to a lesson plan, an activity, a book to go with it, as well as our Kids Connection magazines that are perfect for 3rd through 5th grade readers.
She discusses how their website is organized and how educators can sort for what they're looking for.
Yes, we've tried to make our website as user-friendly as possible. So within our education center, we have a resource center that breaks down our lesson plans, our supporting resources, our kids' magazines, and our educator guides. And within our lesson plans, you can sort by multiple different ways. So if you're looking for a specific ag topic, or if you're looking for a specific grade, we've made it very easy to go in there and sort by those different things.
That was the Director of Marketing and Communications for Kansas Foundation for Ag in the Classroom, Brianna Jacobus, on what their organization has to provide for people who would like to help teach students about agriculture. Find more information on their website at www.ksagclassroom.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It may be the final month of the year, but December ranks number one in lots of ways. We will share a few of those today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 1st, the 335th day of the year. Singer and actress Bette Midler is celebrating a birthday. December may be the month number 12 on the calendar, but it ranks number one in lots of ways. Employment experts say it may be the best month to look for a job. January is a top hiring month, so now is a good time to introduce yourself to hiring managers. In the market for a car or a boat, the steepest discounts are usually found this month. If you're considering popping the question, you'll be in good company. December is the top month for marriage proposals, and stock investors say it's often a good month for market gains. A so-called Santa Claus rally has been a reliable trend in recent years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about December at almanac.com.
It is December 1st, 30 degrees at 7:30.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Wichita State Shockers were able to add their eighth win on the season so far this year as they defeated the Richmond Spiders 80-68, as all of their starters were in double figures. Kobe Rogers led the group with 19, Xavier Bell had 17, Harlan Beverly with 13, and the two big men, Kenny Poto and Quincy Ballard, with 10 apiece. Here's what Paul Mills had to say about one of their eight wins.
Probably remember the loss more than you do the wins. I've said this before, but you know, you expect to win, you work to win, your team practices to win. So when you win, you're like, that's what we anticipated. So those losses kind of stick with you a little bit more. But again, all of these are growth opportunities, whether you win or whether you lose.
The next Shockers matchup is Sunday, December 3rd against the Mizzou Tigers. Tomorrow, K-State has a matchup with North Alabama, and tonight, KU has a top five matchup with the reigning national champions, the UConn Huskies. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs swept the season opener at Hiawatha on Thursday. Marysville boys winning convincing fashion 54-39, jumping to a 22-7 first quarter lead at a 36-17 halftime lead, and were paced by Willow Todd with 28 points. He was among six Bulldogs in double figures. Scott Brown went 10 deep on Thursday. Hiawatha led by Cameron Boswell with 11 points. Marysville 54, Hiawatha 39 in boys action. Marysville girls overcame the odds and came back to win 47-43. Two Marysville starters fouled out, three others with four fouls to finish the game. They sent Hiawatha to the line 23 times. They hit 17 of those. Contrast to Marysville, 6 of 11, and a very poor first half shooting for Marysville. Still, they win it by four, led by Della Rader, 15. 10 of those in the second half. Hiawatha's Kenzie Nelson led the way with 10. Analia Contreras added 10. Marysville 47, Hiawatha 43 in the season opener. Bulldogs home opener hosting Sabetha Friday live on KNDY.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville girls took Hiawatha 47-43, while Diller O'Dell beat Pawnee City 63-22. Marysville boys trimmed Hiawatha 54-39, while Diller O'Dell edged Pawnee City 46-43. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Sabetha live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Raleigh County. Hanover entertains Thayer Central. Frankfort's at Pawnee City. Axtell home to Donova West. Centralia hosting Nemaha Central. Diller O'Dell at HTRS, and Southern tips off at Palmyra.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure swish from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement!
Woods. They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
KNDY.
Show on the radio, going down the road with the wolf man. Lightning bugs all around, moonlight shining down on little sleepy towns down in the flatland. I can still hear mama calling. Son, it's time to come on in. When the darkness started falling, everybody gathered round the table. Amen. Mississippi moon hanging in the haze. Wish I'd never left you. Spent enough time in that old rat race. Going on back to the Delta.